but I don't think he was very sensitive about going into a restaurant, and if he had too much to drink and he didn't get the best service, he would always think that it was because he was being treated as a homosexual.
So he really was very conscious.
Oh, indeed, yes. Yes, indeed he was. Mm-hmm.
And was it publicly known that he was a homosexual?
Not to the extent of my knowledge. Mm-hmm. Not to the extent of my knowledge. That, a great many people may have known that he was, but maybe they wouldn't say anything to me because they would know that we were good friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, did it seem then that if you had money to back you up, you could afford to be more open than...
I think so, because after all, you had a certain amount of muscle with money.
You still do.
Did that seem to be the case with people you knew, that the more money they had, the more apt they were to be flamboyant or careful?
No, I wouldn't say that that was it. I think that the moneyed class, there may have been more among the many facts than I knew anything about. But I think that they were very intolerant, you know, it was a very masculine type of thing. And I remember in one of the best clubs in Buffalo, there was a young man of good family who made passes at some of the young members in the club, and one time one of them beat him up, and it was a great scandal and so on. And I never know why he still remembered the club after all these years, because I would have expected them to have thrown him out. And I never quite understood how he got away with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it was just hushed up. Maybe they had enough influence that, that it could be. But as I knew younger men around the clubs, that was the only incident that I knew, because they would be intolerant. Now, the friend that I was speaking of, later, was a member of, I suppose, the very best club, and he entertained there a great deal. Now that's part of the answer that I could give you.
But this was at a later date.
That was at a later date. Uh-huh. That would have been in the 50s, in the 60s, even up the early 70s when he died.
Right, and this was an all-men's club.
All-men's club, but they have ladies' dining rooms.
Right.
And that was where he would entertain for the most part. I don't remember his frequenting the club at all, except for parties that he was giving.
Mm-hmm.
That is, he wasn't a club man, but he would stop in for a drink with the boys on the way home.
Mm-hmm. Had you any knowledge at the time of any similar types of clubs for women?
Well, the only two clubs that I knew very much about and didn't know a great deal about them was the 20th Century Club.
Yes.
Which was a large club. It was a very, when it was started, it was a very good club. Today, I would guess that a great many of the women are social climbers, and when we get to the 20th Century Club, they think they've arrived because they don't know any better.
Uh-huh.
But the real the women's club is really exclusive, and that is a counterpart to the men's Buffalo Club or Saturn Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Garrett Club up on Cleveland. I would be in the Garrett Club for parties frequently. kind of private parties that were large parties. Mm-hmm.
Could single women join these, or did you have to be married?
The women's clubs?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, if you were the right family, there was no difficulty, whatever.
Did you know any women who belonged to these clubs that you felt might have been gay, or there was a rumor you were gay?
Well, for lifestyles, I would say there might have been one, two, or three.
Mm-hmm.
The horsey types, for instance.
That's interesting.
As a matter of fact, what's come to mind is we're very harsh women.
Well, I guess what that leads me to ask is something about women who may have been involved in athletics, and did you know anything about?
Well, there was one. Oh, she was a friend of Betsy Polite. I forgot that. And McElhinney Matthews.
Oh, that is such a familiar name.
Well, she worked for the Courier Express for years. She was really a gutter snipe. Dreadful.
How do you spell McElhinney?
McIlhenney, I believe it is. And she had her column for years in the Courier Express. And she married later Burroughs Matthews, who was the editor of it, who was one of my very good friends, and I was very fond of Burroughs.
Uh-huh.
And she was, she married him after his first wife died, which was very sad. She was an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and he had a pretty rotten life on him, a wonderful man he was, too.
Mm-hmm.
And a great many of the people just, I remember he told me that he was going to marry her, and he said, there are going to be a lot of people that will not have anything to do with me after this. And I said, well, I will. Although I didn't like her. She really was a bitch.
What made her a gutter snipe?
Well, she came up that way. I think she probably grew up in foster homes. She got the point where she became a swimming instructor in the schools. Then she got on the paper. She was not without talent. She was bright. I once talked with an editor of the Buffalo Evening News about her, and something that she'd done. Why did the news do something about this? And he said, "Well, you know." If you're going to get into a pissing contest, you don't do it with a skunk.
Oh, jeez.
A well-loved member of the community.
Yes.
Oh.
What did she have to do with Betsy Belanca?
They were great friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that I know.
Mm-hmm.
That was in her younger days.
But there was no rumor of a relationship with either a romantic or whatever relationship.
I always assumed so, but I don't know.
But that was what the rumor was.
Yeah, sort of, you know.
People thought.
Yeah. Maybe not stated, but...
Yeah, they had to have a word to say.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Huh.
I'd forgotten that.
Questions do help.
I'm going to be a scandalmonger.
Well, if you, of course, in the context of the times in which it happened, I guess these were scandalous things and scandalous people. But from our perspective, this is history.
Yes, yes. Aaron McAlady was managed in many ways. What a funny story that I don't know Anne's felt very much. One day she came in for a meeting, and she was wearing this extreme long black velvet cape and a hat, a flip, a black hat. And one of this illustrates what she was like. One of the great wits of the community. I loved him dearly. He was just wonderful. He looked up and saw me and said, "Good God, Lady Macbeth herself!" And her reply was, "Up yours."
And that was in 1940-something?
Oh, that was 1960s.
Oh.
Is she still around?
She died.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm. I think it was in the last year, actually, probably. Mm. She was retired from the Courier Express. I guess 4 or 5 years. Then she got married a younger man who inherited.
Yes. Was it very common through the 40s and 50s or so with people of this social group, or who achieved this social group like she did?
Well, she, Anne was never in that social group, except as she got there because of Billis Matthews,
mm-hmm.
or because she got in because people were afraid of her, actually,
yeah.
And thought she would write.
What kind of column did she write?
Oh, various causes, which she never investigated. No, whether they were, whether she had the whole truth about them or not. But people would write into her about, "Oh, this awful thing has happened to me because of such and such." She just takes their word for it and blasts away in the newspaper on it. It was just anything that came to her mind. She'd write up restaurants, and of course she'd got three meals of drinks, too. Or she would write up some happening that wasn't covered in the general news.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a personal column, except incidental. It was really, at her best, she could write better than that. At her worst, that was what she did. You might want to look at some of those, because she was in 3 times a week in the Courier Express.
Mm-hmm.
Under her own name.
Mm-hmm. What I was going to ask was, did people of the upper social echelons, if they were gay, did they also marry? Did they?
Some of them did.
Yeah.
Some of them did.
How common was it for people to feel that they had to marry? Or want to, you know?
I don't think I know enough of them. I know one or two whom I, because of their mannerisms and all, I assume are gay. But, and one of them is, two of them are married.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they got married. The second one lived with his mother, and when she died, he got married. But at that time, he was in his middle 50s at least. So maybe that needed someone to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
Was it ever the practice that two homosexuals would marry as a cover?
I don't know. I really don't. One of the musicians who was very gay got married, awfully fine woman, also a musician. I don't know how she tolerated him, as a matter of fact. And to some of my knowledge, she was not gay. And I never quite understood why he did that, unless it was for protection.
Mm-hmm. We found with some of the people that we've spoken to that gay men and women often socialize together publicly as a cover for each other.
Yes, I would think that likely. I would think that likely. Mm-hmm. Now, that musical group, there may have been and some of them are living, that they were certainly single women, and these gay men had a very active social life with them, very very warm and happy friendships they had with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now whether lesbians or not, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there is also the phenomenon, I don't know if you're familiar with the term, but in more recent years, I don't even know how old the term fag hag is, but it seems that there
goes back in English literature quite a ways.
Oh, it does?
Yes. I don't know about fag hag, but fag does.
Oh, yeah, that we know.
Oh, no, the fag hag I've never heard before.
Uh-huh. In more recent culture, at least the last 20 years that I know of, that is a term to describe.
They were college graduates. They did not come from Buffalo originally. They were people who were sales people in stores or in wholesale outfits. They might in some cases belong to the university club,
mm-hmm.
which was not exactly exclusive, but it was a very respectable, nice club. There were others after the war, and they seemed to be more active than, or maybe I was just aware of it. After the war, I rented an apartment in a house where there were three of them who lived together, and there were others that were constantly